made Rishos Kalam Asubim Kam. Shaila I want to talk about today is what would be in a case when we have a malva, somebody lent money to a leva, said I'm giving you a halva of £100 and I want you to pay back chayiv of £100 and add to the chayiv an esrog. So the shaila is the chayiv, it's klar rivis. Now he's paying back the chayiv plus the esrog. Shaila is, what would be the din for this person to go now on sukkos and take this esrog to be used to his chayiv? Today, we motzu the mashal by Chavisa Amoretz, who's coming up to the Yom Tov, and he says, I want you to pay it back, so I want to have esrog for Yom Tov. What is the din about this person who uses esrog on Yom Tov? So, when again the shaila, the chayiv, there's two points that I need addressing. There's one point, monokudah mitzad, the fact that you have to know what is the status of esrog, something that you take shalribis. The balance that he has on this esrog, is it a proper balance? Is it considered shaloi? So that he can carry the mitzvah, or the kachtam lachem, that belongs to you. And the second nakuda that needs to be addressed is that even, let's say, Allah Tzad, that taga does belong to him, is there a problem with mitzvah abba ba'avir? More learns out in Sukkah, daf lamad amad alaf, we learn from a pasuk that if somebody does a maisa mitzvah, and he does it ayadei doing an avir, then there's a psul that he can't be used to the mitzvah. So, when again the first shayla, whether it's considered lachem, Pashas, it's a machlekes rishonim. We have the Ritva and Kedushin, the Avav Amud Beis. He says that Moyes Ribis, somebody took, he charged the labor before, and he said, I want you to give me the Chayiv plus Ribis. Then is that this moment is Momu Gomu Shalohim. Lashon Ritva is Mkava Paratoloi. If you already paid him, because of a Kitchaboy, and now this labor wants to go, this Malva wants to go, use this money, be Makadish Isha. Mokadashash is Mokadashash. The Mois Ribis Shaporam, Leva the Malva, the Mois Ribis that Leva pays the Malva, Kaneo the Gamri, his Mamish Kane, a Mom with Gomu him, Loy, it's his money. Elash Yashal of Chevel Akziroi, he's got a Chev to give it back. You pass him like there's a Machikos of Yichne Velozo, Bom with Sia, whether Ribis Kutsutsu, Yitzvad Yonin or not. Is there a mitzvah to give back Ribis that he took? So he passed him the Mice that you do have to give it back. But as a Dreadwa, Gamas, you have to give it back, there's a Chev to give it back, but the Mom that he took, Mice belongs to him. As the Shita Ritva, and as also the Shita Mekubet says in Bom Mitzia, that's Sam Mechir as well, as it belongs to him. Medoch Gisa, there's a thesis in Baba Kamad, of Kufid B, Samad Aleph, thesis there says that that the Chir, it doesn't belong to him. Ashna thesis is.
How can he coin it?
Pardon?
How can he coin it?
How can he coin it?
Yeah, because he's not allowed to give it, he's not allowed to take.
So it's an Alveria, but the Swara that it would belong to him.
Something which is not allowed to.
So the thing the Gemara brings up is a machlekes in tomorrow upon. Kamus lo bechmali yisavid yovid mahani yovid loy mahani. So I think that's one of the rags the Gemara brings that yovid mahani, because if it's not allowed to happen then it shouldn't work. I'm not sure it's the Gemara or the Shem talk about it. I think it's registered kasha. Call upon him. If besides that problem that kamus lo bechmali yisavid yovid loy mahani, let's say that it would be mahani. Do we say that it belongs to him? So the Lashon HaTosfos is Kim Adolin Osam B'Shem Atana Rak B'Tiras Ribis Havakan Asina B'Tos Mikri G'Zeid B'Enel. Because this person, he thought that he was meant to give it to him, because the mother told him, look, I'm giving you this Chayv and I'm Chayv you to give me back Ribis. He thought he was Mechayv to give it to him. But Amos, he didn't Chayv that. The din is he doesn't have a right to take it. Because he didn't have a right to take it, it was like he's able to take it back. It was like HaTosfos, it's Havakan Asina B'Tos, it's a mistake that he gave it to him. It's like Gezel. Gezel, the Chayyus Pasha, doesn't belong to the Gazdan. It was a Tzitzit Chayyus Meduik that Taka doesn't belong to him. And Taka saw the Rav Shah Natsan in Shadid's Shos, Shur Meshiv, he's Meduik on Tzitzit, that comes out of the Chayyus Taka doesn't belong to you. Talks about this case of Esrog, Shah Rivis, and said you can't be Yitzah. But the Chayyus is not so Pasha as Tzitzit Mavuazi, because the Achrenim Adam, where the Tzitzit is only going like one mile down on the Gemara there. More of a Kama, where Tosfos is going on, is a Machlekes, two Mal Domim, and it might be Paskin, like other Mal Domim, like Robber. So the Shaila is, where Tosfos, when he says this din, that doesn't belong to the Malva, is he saying that only the first Mal Domim and the other Mal Domim is Chiluk? Was Tosfos saying it, who are then in the other Mal Domim? So most of the Nesivos, the Shalamesh, the Shalamelech, they take on attack that Tosfos is only saying it in the first Teres, but not in the second Mal Domim that we Paskin like. But the Shai the Mishiv, he took on the Chira that Teres Takas Singe Lekul Alma.
That's considered the sin of the
Because the Leva thought that he doesn't have a right to take it. He thought that, and the Malbol told him, you have to pay me back, Rivis. So he's giving it because he thinks he has to. He doesn't chap that he's got a right back to him to go and be Teveya from him.
So if you would know that that's...
Then he would go afterwards and say, I want it back. So...
So if he says, I'm not picking it, I don't know. Well, I'm sure it's okay.
If he says, I want to give it, if he has Mechila, yeah, oh, but yeah, so that's the Benegia, the first Shaila, whether it's considered Lechem or not. Now, Benegia, the second Shaila, whether there's a problem on Mitzvah of Avera. So, what the Avera is that present over? So, the Rambam released out in Peri Dalet, Malva Leva, Alocha Beis, as there's six Lavi in that Malva is over. And he's Leva of Rivis, Malva Rivis. So Lechira, the person takes this Esther Shivis, there should be a problem with Tzavah of Avira. Of Lechira, you could say that, it's all you say, then it tastes above a comma. Someone's down on the Dalai. Tastes there says that if somebody does Maisa Gazela, and then he's Kuna after the Maisa Gazela, before he's Zitza his Mitzvah, you say there's no problem with Tzavah of Avira. The whole problem with Tzavah of Avira is, if you did the Maisa Avira and you're not Kona between the Maisa Avira and the Mitzvah. If, however, you're Kona between the Avira and the Mitzvah, the Tosfos is no problem. So if you take on, like the Ritva and like Tosfos, if you learn that Tosfos is only going like the first Madama, then there wouldn't be a problem as all these Lavin that the Rambam missed out. Because you did the Maisa Kicha, then you're able to Avira. After you take it, now it becomes yours. And now you want to go on Sukkot, and you see your Chayv, it now belongs to you. Of the Maisa, there's the Chayv that I say, Gemara learns out, there's a chiyuv, you have to give it back, that you should help him live, that you took money from him, away from him, so give it back to him in order that he should be able to live. So the chiyuv of Ashas, when he goes on Sukkos now, and now he takes this esrog, he's not being become a hadrik heichad aneichi. He's now using it, and he's not giving it back. So the chiyuv should be a problem now, Ashas Meisa. Now he's doing Avera, he hasn't been cleaning it since, but between the Avera and the Mitzvah. So, I found in the Yad Ephraim, one of the Nisakidim on the Shulchan Aruch, in your day, some Kosal Mechalev Sif Hei. He wants to say a Chiddush, he brings from the Tiferes Tzvi, that he wants to be Mechalev, the whole problem of Mitzvah above Avera is only when you're doing the Mitzvah Avera, when you're doing the Mitzvah Mitzvah, you're being Mitzvah to the Avera. So in Moshe, when you steal a Esrog, and you steal a lulav, and you steal it, and now you go, and you're being mishdamish with it, on Yom Tov, so now the Maisa Eshtamshos is a stick of more of a gazela, you're doing more on Avira, then we say that, b'shach, now when you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing an Avira, it's a problem on mitzvah of Avira. Ma'ash Ein Kain, by Esrik Shal Ribis, so there, if you go now, and you take it, you pick it up from the table, not being misif, I did taking it to be Yitzah, who I did had you left it on the table and not picked up to be it, you'd also be being over the Avera of the Hadra Keicha Denechi. The Bazaar is right there, as there's no problem of Mitzvah of Avera, as we have a Shadim, the Taka, you can be Yitzah thingy. Yitzah Yachayf with this Esther Sharivis. So, Lechaya, it's a bit of a Chiddush, I said, this shot of the Tferes Tzvi. Don't find really so many Rishonim saying Azar Va. Only Rishon I found. Bit mashmazoi is Tosfos in Baba Kama, Samuel Zion Amud Aleph. He says over there, also this well, that he says that if somebody steals a behemoth and he wants now to go and use his behemoth to go be Makdash it as a carbon, so Tosfos says that if you hold Yishas Kena and now after you steal it, you go and be Makdash it, then technically wouldn't be a problem with Mitzvah Avir. The whole problem is if you say Yishas is not Kena by itself, you want to use Yish together with Shinu Hashem. Now you take your makdash and it becomes a korban. Now it gets a shem of a korban from a chulendik animal. The shinu hashem, there's a tesud, only then there's a problem. So could be tesud saying this, what? Only now, because you're being kine, are you doing the maisa mitzvah, are you making a korban? So the mitzvah you're doing is b'shach, when you're doing the avira, then we say there's a problem on mitzvah above avira. Shkoyach,